Mitchell Rivard. He is the communications specialist for Progress Michigan. Mitchell, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Tony.
Tell our listeners what Progress Michigan is.
Progress Michigan is a advocacy group based in Lansing, Michigan, working to towards accountability and holding conservatives accountable, especially in the media.
Are you a Tea Party, a Republican, independent? How do you folks function?
We are a progressive advocacy group.
Okay, what's that mean beyond being conservative?
Sure. No, we are looking to, you know, hold members, elected officials accountable, in particular conservatives, including the Koch brothers, who I'm on to talk about today.
Well, let's talk about the Koch brothers, who are spending millions of dollars, according to you, on false TV ads that attempt to undermine clean energy. First of all, tell us about the Koch brothers.
Well, the conservative big oil billionaires Charles and David Koch, who have gotten rich making billions of dollars off of big oil in America, have decided that they're going to come to Michigan and try and influence our elections. Their front group, Americans for Prosperity, announced this week that they're looking to spend millions of dollars on false TV ads in four states in particular, including Michigan, to try and help influence elections and distort the clean energy agenda.
So, obviously, their interests lie in oil, but why would they try to put the halt on the solar industry?
Well, their main focus is on a company called Solyndra, which was a Department of Energy loan guarantee by the federal government as part of a program that was started by the Bush administration, which they so eloquently failed to point out in their new one-minute ad that will be airing in Michigan. But unfortunately, Solyndra went bankrupt, which was the only company of the DOE portfolio that went under. So 99% of these loan guarantees have been successful, but they're trying to distort the Solyndra record and kind of make this an election liability issue for President Barack Obama in 2012.
Tell us about some of these spots. What do they say?
Yeah, so the ads will be airing $2.4 million of ads, $2.4 million in the next 2 weeks in four states, including Michigan. And again, they're trying to link the Solyndra Energy Company directly to President Barack Obama. But what these ads fail to mention is that this loan guarantee program, which is, again, run through the Department of Energy, was actually started by the Bush administration in 2007. And the Bush administration, even before Barack Obama was in office, was pushing these same kind of loans, including for Solyndra. And the ads are clearly distorting the record of the clean energy economy, not only in Michigan, but in America. The ads are saying that the clean energy economy is not the way we should go, you know, that we should stick to, the Koch brothers are looking to stick to big oil, for not only themselves, but their conservative buddies. And I don't think America wants to go there. I think we want to remain competitive in the 21st century. You know, clean energy is the fastest growing job sector in the world, and America should be leading that. We shouldn't be left behind.
Now, if I had Jake Davidson on from Americans for Prosperity, he's been on this program several times, he would tell you that they are independent and that there is no agenda beyond helping citizens here in the state and across the country. How would you respond to that?
Well, the Koch brothers are one of the biggest donors to the Americans for Prosperity group, which has frequently been known to support conservative causes and conservative candidates. You know, Americans Prosperity, which again is the political front group for the Koch brothers and Koch Industries, spent $45 million in the last election to help elect Republicans, including the Tea Party members of Congress that are in office today. And not only that, but the Koch brothers and Koch Industries, again, have pledged to spend nearly $100 million to defeat President Obama in 2012. You know, they have spent millions of dollars on their right-wing political agenda. And that includes attacking the clean energy economy in Michigan. But look, I think people are smart. I think citizens are smart, and they know that the clean energy economy in Michigan is creating thousands of good-paying jobs. You know, just in Michigan, 121 companies are engaged in the solar industry, just like Solyndra, you know, that generated $4.1 billion, with a B, in public and private investment over the past 3 years, just in Michigan.
Well,
creating up to 6,300 jobs. That's the fourth highest in the nation.
That sounds awesome. But what facts are coming out, at least on a national level, is that a lot of companies backed by tax breaks, backed by taxpayer money, are failing because we can't compete with the world when it comes to solar energy. What's your response to that?
And in terms of this DOE loan guarantee program, there has been one company representing 1.3% of their total portfolio that has went under, and that is Solyndra. The rest of these loan guarantees, 99% of these loan guarantees have been successful, and there have been no issues with them. We need to invest in clean energy. And again, America should be leading the world in this renewable energy jobs fight. We shouldn't be shipping them to countries like China. China isn't passively sitting back, not investing in their companies domestically. They are heavily investing in clean energy jobs, and so should America.
Mitchell, it sounds like you're pretty fired up about this and what the Koch brothers are doing.
We're looking to hold them accountable, and looking forward to 2012. I'm sure there will be many more instances in which Progress Michigan will help bring truth and light to these distasteful and distorted ads.
All right. Beyond talking with folks like me, what can Progress Michigan do to battle these $2.4 million in ads across four states?
We look to engage a lot of our supporters and a lot of our activists statewide. We connect with thousands of people across the state every day. Last week, on Monday, we were in Ann Arbor helping to hold Eric Cantor accountable as he was in Ann Arbor giving a speech on how we should protect the middle class. This is Eric Cantor, the proud member of the 1% coming from Washington, D.C. We're looking to hold these politicians accountable and engage our activists who are on the ground every day fighting these good fights.
All right, Mitchell, for more people who want to know more about Progress Michigan, where can they go?
You can visit our website at progressmichigan.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Progress Mich.
All right, Mitchell, great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tony. Have a great morning.